Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
We all know that it is one thing to imagine a globe free from animosity and quite another to actually create one. U.S. Permanent Representative to the United Nations Ambassador Samantha Power said recently at the Anti-Defamation League centennial meeting in New York City. Yet here the Anti-Defamation League is summoning us all to build that better world without hate. For a full century, the Anti-Defamation League has promoted standing up to bigotry, harmful stereotypes, bullying, and lies. Over the past quarter century, the Anti-Defamation League has been a pioneer in defining and outlawing hate crimes, Ambassador Power said. It was one of the first voices to warn about the dangers posed by Internet hate, one of the first to back equal rights for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, and one of the first to endorse comprehensive immigration reform. That is why the story of the Anti-Defamation League reflects a drama larger than any one organization. It is the story of how all of us, individually and collectively, fight against hate. There is no battle more important or complex, Ambassador Power said, because hate frequently comes disguised. It may hide behind the mask of ethnic or national pride, or be a symptom of ignorance, or a sign of fear. I see my job and America's role as world leader in the same light, Ambassador Power said. We must not remain silent in the face of lies. We must not walk away from the necessary battles. We must never rest in seeking the truth, and we must never allow temporary setbacks to so frustrate us that we withdraw from the pursuit of justice and peace.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.